top five on the Robcon show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Robcon show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Paul Ryan, who's in our listening area, his congressional district, Southern Wisconsin, bid farewell to Congress today at the Library of Congress. How often do you think he gets over to the Library of Congress?
I don't know.
He, as you'll recall, he did not seek re-election. He said he never really wanted to be Speaker, even though he was Speaker and a vice presidential candidate at one point, as you recall. But it's like, oh, I never really wanted any of this stuff. But let me just tell you something. This place is bat bleep crazy.
It's just emotional pablum fed through a trough of outrage. It's exhausting. It saps meaning from our politics. And it discourages good people from pursuing public service.
He's got a point there, I think.
Well, for sure. For sure. But again, speaking of the pablum, he's not calling anybody out specifically. It would be really instructive right now, as all these Republicans are running away from this, and there tons of them did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They didn't want to seek re-election, whether it's Jeff Flake or you know, the Paul Ryan in his case. I mean, look, a Democrat won the governorship in Wisconsin. They decided to make him a neutered governor because the legislature at the last minute decided to take away all of his powers. But whatever.
It doesn't seem right.
I know. But Republicans are not standing up for what Republicans have been standing up for a really long time.
Right.
You know, rule of law, truth. You know, we're going to do fiscal responsibility, those kinds of things. And now it's just about, I think to his point, it's just all about selling emotion. And you get people angry or scared, and they'll do what you want them to do. Well, that's not the job of the government, is not to get us, we out here, scared and emotional so we'll do what they want us to do. We're supposed to have them do what we want them to do. That's why we have elected officials, representatives. He's a representative. Representatives should be going to Washington to do the bidding of the people who are thinking about this in an informed way, not because they've been amped up to be scared or mad at their neighbors or any of that. And that's what's become so crazy about this. And I blame the internet.
You blame the internet? Yeah, I mean, it's probably the polarization of America. There's a lot of it can be found in terms of festering, growing online. What Paul Ryan is saying is that the climate, the political climate, outpaced the ability for him to push forward that agenda that you described, Ro, that conservative agenda. He says that the entitlement reform is had to happen but couldn't happen because this was not the political climate to have that. Make that happen. He said Social Security and Medicare are out of balance and unsustainable, but that kind of like that, there's nothing I could do.
But nothing old people vote, and you can't get that done. That's going to be a reality forever. The people, the most people most likely to spend the time to think about and go to the polls and be single issue voters are people who are benefiting from a government program. Right? In terms, and it's primarily older Americans who are concerned about their futures, as they rightfully should be, because they made a deal, they thought they were going to get Social Security or a pension or whatever it happens to be, and health insurance, whatever it is, and then they didn't, and then and then all of a sudden you got these whippersnappers showing up and going, well, we're going to have to cut you. Grandpa, I'm sorry, we can't afford you anymore. We overspent on your dad. You know, I mean, what are you going to, that's that, and so you can't, it's a politically impossible thing to get done. And you can't raise taxes, and then at the same time you want to cut taxes and spend more money
and add more to the debt.
And then what? And the Republicans are like, "Well, debt? We never talked about the debt." It's like Rudy Giuliani. No, we never talked about that. Donald Trump wasn't president. What? All right, checking in at
number four.
I'm the only person who sees this? I can't be the only person who sees it. President Trump's claim that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. The White House says that the military is taking quick action to withdraw 2,000 American service personnel from the region. Not everyone, however, is convinced this is a good idea. Marco Rubio.
The decision to withdraw an American presence in Syria is a colossal, in my mind, mistake, a grave error that's going to have significant repercussions in the years and months to come.
Pentagon says there are still 30,000 active ISIS fighters. 30,000, 30,000 in Syria.
Doesn't seem like they're defeated, done.
Yeah. Adam Kinzinger, congressman, told this radio program this.
Yeah, this is honestly one of the dumbest like foreign policy things I've ever heard of in a long time. What this is doing is it's emboldening Iran, emboldening Assad, emboldening Moscow, and we were able to hold our position in the past with very little effort. And now I've got to tell you that the ramifications of this, if people don't understand, it's one thing if you're an isolationist, that's a legitimate viewpoint. I respect it, but I disagree. But if you think that somehow this is going to lead to peace with ISIS, or this is going to lead to a better situation in the Middle East, it's not going to happen. Just look at history every time.
Okay. So they're two Republicans, by the way.
That's right. Pentagon not informed in advance, inner circle members of the Trump administration not informed in advance. Even Mattis apparently was not informed in advance. This was a decision sort of made by the president. I guess he's entitled to do that by a tweet and announced, and a lot of people shocked by it.
Why do we have to keep saying, you know, you just said it and Kinzinger said it. He's entitled to do it. He's the president. Yeah, we get that. But the question is, why would he do it? I mean, this is... It appears it was on a conversation he had with the Turkish dictator.
It doesn't seem right.
It's like, oh, you know, the Turkish dictator
just got off the phone with Erdogan. Good guy. Great guy.
Remember him? Remember when Mike Flynn tried to kidnap a guy from the United States and send him back to get executed in Turkey? And instead, the Saudis executed a reporter there instead? Remember that? Remember when that happened? I mean, that's where we're going. I mean, come on. I'm not crazy. Not crazy. This all happened. What had happened was that the president got on. This is what we're hearing now from the White House. That after consulting the president of Turkey, they've decided to get out of Syria. Well, yeah. Hello.
Is that an Onion headline or a real headline?
Hello. I mean, this is like Vladimir Putin going, guess what? You don't want me to release transcript of conversation we had, do you really? Maybe you'll get out of Syria. It's good. Better for us. Because you remember when, was it even Adam Kinzinger said, no one has been tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Remember, he killed thousands. Oh, no, I'm sorry, hundreds. 300 Russian mercenaries in an airstrike in Syria. Remember that?
Sure.
That was basically the last thing that we did in Syria. And now all of a sudden we're getting out because it's good for, it's bad because we won the fight. And it was like, you know, nobody's been tougher. You know, the Russians must not be happy about that. Well, the Russians are happy today. All right. I've got to go to your 3-unit, 2-unit, 1 after Judy.
I cannot rescue you.
Why does this happen to me in the top 5 to 5? I just get, it's like crazy.
I know. You need a blood pressure cup.
I do.
Nearby.
Yeah, cuff. I got a cuff. All right. Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
20th Century Fox has stepped into the debate over whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Uh-oh.
By releasing a Christmas-themed trailer for the film.
It's
this is John.
Nice beer.
He just wants to spend Christmas with the family.
Is Daddy coming home?
We'll see what Santa and Mommy can do.
But when he gets stuck at the office party...
Merry Christmas!
It'll be a holiday...
Merry Christmas!
...he'll never forget.
Ho, ho, ho. Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay!
Together in the greatest Christmas story ever told.
Oh, gee.
It kind of is the greatest Christmas story ever told.
It is. What it's set on Christmas Eve. It's a Christmas office party.
Yeah. It's a Christmas story. It's a Christmas movie. I consider it a Christmas movie.
Number 2.
It allows me to show it to the kids on...
Your kids gather around.
Yeah. when you have a family over. Hey, we want to watch. Let's watch a movie Dad wants to watch. All right, tis the season for mail thieves. Mail thieves.
So I love this story.
What did a NASA scientist figure out to do? He filled a box with what he calls fart spray and glitter. And then GPS tracking cell phones with cameras on them. And left it on his front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And he let people steal it.
And if you've ever been in a situation like this, you just sort of feel violated. And then I took this to the police, and even with the video evidence, they said it's just not worth their time to look into. So then you also feel powerless. And I just felt like something needs to be done to take a stand against dishonest punks like this. And then I was like, hold up. I built a dartboard that moves to get a bullseye every time. I spent 9 years designing hardware that's currently roving around on another freaking planet. If anyone was going to make a revenge bait package and over-engineer the crap out of it, it was going to be me.
And he, boy, did he do it. Have you seen this? It's incredible.
Let's listen to some of these.
Look at that, dude. Look at my car, dude.
What the f***? Come on, man.
And the glitter's everywhere.
Get the out of here. What are you doing? You on yourself. Take this stuff out of here. For you.
Every 30 seconds it goes and releases the smell. And each time everyone's like, oh, get that out of here. And the glitter goes everywhere. I mean, it's just remarkable.
And then there's a recording of it. Idiots.
Number one.
A Naples, Florida homeowner got a big surprise when a black bear was caught on camera ringing the front doorbell. This is the Ring doorbell. This is a great ad for the Ring doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
Like they need another great ad. Camera shows the bear walking up to the front door, knocking over some Christmas decorations, and finally pushing its nose on the doorbell.
Bear. Go. Bear, go away.
That's crazy.
Bear, go away.
What? And that's all it took? The bear went away?
I like the bear breathing there, like...
Like, let me in. These bears are very smart.
like Nick, our...
Oh, yeah, like Nick, our the contributor to the show on all things about making money around sports.
Yeah, our bookie.
That guy.
Are you sure that... Actually, Nick's fairly hairy. Are you sure that was a Nick at the door and not a bear? I think how the dog barked once and then was like, hey, that's a bear.
You know what? I'm not going to get involved.
You know what? Hey, exactly. All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.
Judy's got the news brought to you by AppleChevy.com.